Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks. Black and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks. B-L-A-X. Black. B-L-A-C-K. And proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Ujambo. Hello, how you doing? Keith Swahili. Monday, the first day of the work week, the second day of the week. Welcome to Blacks, B-L-A-X, Black, B-L-A-C-K, radio, where we speak upon the accomplishments of the blacks, black men and women who changed the three W's, the whole world. Today, May 6, 1866, former Confederate states passed a black code laws to bypass the 13th Amendment, which was the 1866 Civil Rights passage of the law that stated crystal clear. The first line of the Civil Rights Act of 1860 clearly states its purpose to not only protect all Americans and the civil rights, but also to offer all of the ways to furnish in which this protection will be enforced, the means of their vindication with the Emancipation Proclamation, the 13th Amendment, and the end of the Civil War. Blacks found themselves no longer in bondage. However, the institution of slavery had premeded all aspects of social life, and the former Confederate states instituted discriminatory and oppressive black codes to address such policies. The Republican Congress actively sought ways to provide support for blacks. This act serves as one of them. One more time. How long, my brothers? How long, my sisters? The Republican Congress actively sought ways to provide support for blacks. One more time. I don't care what nobody say. Every time I see something about the advancements of black people, it's always the Republicans. One more time. Black people is so into what ain't got nothing to do with them. You understand what I'm saying? That's just like these. You got these black people over here protesting with who is it? The Palestinians. And then you got black people with the Jews, the JEWs. And you got black people working with the JEWs. Wow. And the JEWs and the Palestinians, neither wants to be bothered with a black man, period. A black man, period. Because soon as they pass the law to make a black man an American, the minute they did that, the Confederate states passed laws that said, you're still a nigger, 1, 2, 3, earth. And it's been happening ever since. Every time they do something for blacks, you got the others who turn around and change it. The Civil Rights Act of 1866 to protect Americans. That's why I do not believe in the United States. I am not part of no United States. Mm-mm. Because the only time they united is to make sure that a black man don't have. And to make sure that a black man has absolutely no he story. I'm not allowed to have he story. But everybody else can have his story. 1866, the Civil Rights Act. And here it is, 2024. And black men is still being hung from trees. Black men is still being told, you ain't shit, as others are invited in to imitate everything a black man do, but they're given a new title so they can say, I ain't acting black. This is my Latino heritage. I ain't acting black. This is my Hispanic heritage. You broke. You for me, this is who I am. I ain't nothing black. Anybody trying to act like them, they be trying to act like us. Because we what? Walked across the border, moved into the black neighborhood, imitate everything they do, and now, since my skin is pale and my hair is straight, I'm better than them. Because guess what? I don't fall up under no black hole. Oh, I'm black when I want to be black. When I decide that, hey, wait a minute, I's black, hey, reparations, I's black, hey, we gonna start hanging anybody that said they black, it ain't me, look at me, I ain't black, I's black, long as it's about separating the black man from any elevation, because that's what it's all about. Reparations is about the elevation of the black man. And that's what they're afraid of. That's the most important aspect that they're afraid of. Because I know for a fact in the 70s, when Richard Nixon was the president, black men was working. Black men had money. Black men had power. And what did they do? They took the steel mills, closed them, sent them over to the motherfucking Orients, to the Orientals, and told them, Here you go. And all the black men that worked at the steel mills lost everything, while all the white men went to work for who? The EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, that shut down the steel mills because the black men was too much in power. One more time. Until y'all decide to wake the fuck. I'm going to say again, until y'all decide to wake the fuck up, never going to have. Because anybody can come to America and say, yo, my nigga. And don't nobody look crazy no more. Oh, nobody looks crazy when they say nigga no more. Oh, because it's only ignorant when it's coming out of black man's mouth. It ain't ignorant when it's coming out of feet pale and straight, it's hair straight. It don't, no. It's not ignorant then. It's not ignorant. It's only ignorant when I say nigga. But it's not ignorant when I say nigga, because when I say nigga, I'm talking about Negritia, N-I-G-R-I-T-I-A, land of the gold. One more time. Did you hear what I said? I am a nigga, N-I-G-A, from Negritia, N-I-G-R-I-T-I-A, which means land of the gold. Before Toby, Africa. I'm talking about Kunta Kinte, period. One more time. Y'all better wake up and recognize and realize, yes. See all them pictures, they flashing. Look at it. The Civil Rights Movement was about the disrespect and desecration of particularly the black man. And here it is, 2024, and who will you still find swinging from a tree, a black man? In the name of who? Jesus. And that's where they keep getting y'all. The Bible, Africa, Bible, Jesus. Me, Negritia, land of the gods. The Book of Life, what it called itself, Emmanuel, Matthew 1:23. The one who angel from gold, of gold, told Joseph to name him Emmanuel, which means God with us, not Matthew 1:25, where they rearranged it and said they named him Jesus, because they didn't name him Jesus. Because go to God said nothing about Jesus. He said, Emmanuel. Now, when they blacks relax, let them have their God, Jesus. And knowledge, Matthew 1:23, Emmanuel, whose name means God with us, that is our first step towards the elevation of the realization of fulfillment of purpose. The God of God will look down and start blessing his people, his children, his chosen, as they look and recognize who he is. One more time, as always, a song dishonor. Thank you very much. Moji Kubena, one love, Baraka, blessings. Trip C's. Cool, calm, collected. I am an American. Period. I am a black man, American. Black man, American. A black man, American. No parts of the United States. I am black man, American. Trip C's. Cool, calm, collected. Black man, American.